Podcast. This is Hadley Nellis, and I'll be your featured guest reporter and producer this week, bringing you a story about the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. The SFCT was founded in 1993 and has worked diligently since to protect northern New Mexico's land and cultural sites. Today we're talking to Tim Rogers, the Trails Program Manager with the SFCT. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your interest in our work.
Just a glance at your website, it's really clear that the SFCT is involved with a lot of different things. Do you think you could give us a brief description of what the SFCT is and what you guys do?
Sure. We are, first and foremost, a land trust, one of only about four or five working in New Mexico. As our name implies, we're based in Santa Fe, the capital, and we hold over 90 conservation easements in northern New Mexico, as well as two fee properties totaling over 40,000 acres. And so that's really the crux of our work, is that land preservation and everything that goes with that, which means monitoring those easements. But we also have other activities, which we now group under community conservation, which is working with the public and the community to inform and get people involved in the benefits of land conservation.
The SFCT doesn't just focus on trails when thinking about land protection. Could you speak a little bit about the cultural sites you guys protect and why they're significant?
Oh, sure. Recreation and public access is just one of many values that are looked at when a potential conservation easement is being assessed. And certainly cultural properties, archaeological and historic resources are another important factor. And one area that we're a focus area south of Santa Fe is the Galisteo Basin, and it is an area that is just full of evidence as well as ruins of past cultures that have been using the Galisteo Basin. So our conservation easements in that area all have some signs of past settlements, and certainly preserving what's on the ground is a very important conservation value. So for sure, that's a big piece of it. A lot of people have heard about, well, there's modern Pueblo tribes. There's 19 Pueblos in New Mexico, and there are pre-Pueblo or early Pueblo ruins in some of the sites, as well as evidence of a whole range of human settlements and human use of the area. And in fact, the Galisteo Basin is an area that's not only of interest to the modern Pueblos, but to many other tribes that have historically passed through the area. So we're very happy to be involved. And in fact, we are taking on new conservation easements in that area. It also includes something of interest to me as the Trails Program Manager. There are pieces of an old rail line, the New Mexico Central Rail Line, and that's something we want to work with Santa Fe County and other private landowners to develop into a trail in the future.
You mentioned that you wanted to develop that into a trail. How exactly does that process work?
Well, in this case, it's something that the Santa Fe County Open Space and Trails Program is interested in. They do have a new property, Thornton Ranch Open Space, that has a piece of that line, and they're developing that, but there's a lot of land in between that's in private hands, and some of it belongs to the state land office. So we have met with the state land office and with some of the other landowners to see how that might look. It's really a long-term project. We do have other conservation easements, including some of our oldest ones, where the initial impetus really was to preserve public access to land in the immediate vicinity of Santa Fe as one of various values that were being preserved. It's also kind of the view shed from the city, and there's natural resources that are important to protect as well. but a real driving force for some of our easements, especially in the foothills of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, which are just east of Santa Fe. The impetus really was to preserve public access. And so it really started with Atalaya Mountain, which is directly east of Santa Fe. And we've worked to create easements and to transfer land to public agencies such as Santa Fe County. And at this point, that work has allowed us to help connect the city trails and county trails up into the national forest. So at this point, really, you could walk from Santa Fe up to our ski mountain, which is 14 miles away, all on trails without having to walk along a road. So it's the kind of thing that we're very proud of and want to continue to work on.
In a previous episode, we were able to talk with Eric Sherman, who works for the Ice Age Trail Alliance in Wisconsin. He mentioned the importance of working with landowners and the difficulties. Do you find that landowners are generally eager to work with you guys?
Well, absolutely. It takes some work. You know, I think that I've mentioned, you know, some of the early work that we did. I think that we've been opportunistic in terms of working with landowners who have heard about the opportunity to create a conservation easement and approach us or have been forwarded to us through third parties. And we are trying to turn a corner where we can, we have the staff and the ability to be a little more proactive about seeking out landowners in strategic places where we would like to establish conservation easements. So it is difficult work. It takes a lot of patience. Even I, as Trails Program Manager, you know, have difficulty getting things on the table. We have a land committee, which looks at prospective conservation easements, and we have recently completed a conservation plan, which kind of lays out how this more proactive approach could work. As I mentioned in the past, it's been a little more passive, but you know, it has been proactive as well, and that's how we were able to line up a conservation easement that made that key connection to connect the city up to the national forest. So it does take patience. You know, over the years, the kind of the formula of what will work has changed a bit. And so we have to get more creative in terms of making the incentives work for landowners.
So looping back to what you called community conservation, your Vamanos program gets people outside and walking in the community. How else does the SFCT get the surrounding communities involved with nature, and why is that important?
Well, you know, to answer the second part first, I think it's important to show the relevance of our work in the community, give it some context, and just to get the public involved, and especially getting you know, younger people and the kind of the next generation of conservationists hopefully involved. And so we do the Vamanos program. We've been doing that for a couple of years now. Really, that's focusing on mostly on trails in town, accessible trails and parks, and just getting wide cross-section of people walking together to experience those trails. And even before that, we started what we call a Passport to Trails program, where I'll go out with classes of fourth graders or fifth graders, most of which are from the south side of town, which is a little economically disadvantaged and geographically farther away from the mountains and the trails, and take them out on different parts of our, well, they're city trails, but they really are out in open space. And we have Since 2014, we've taken over 3,000 participants out onto the trails through the Passport to Trails program. And that's work that I find very rewarding. About close to half of the classes that I go out with are considered bilingual classes, which means they're Spanish speakers, and including some recently arrived families that whose English is pretty limited, and I do speak Spanish, so it's a nice opportunity to pull in residents of Santa Fe who, you know, are really not necessarily as plugged in to everything we have to offer. So I find that very rewarding, and I think that the kids find it rewarding too, as well as the teachers and parents who come along.
The SFCT also does a lot of work with partners in the community, like the Santa Fe Trail Association. What kind of support do these organizations give?
We have a volunteer arm. It's called the Trails Alliance of Santa Fe. That's a group that provides a lot of the volunteer work for trail maintenance and construction. We have a contract with the City of Santa Fe, which is how my job initially was funded, to maintain the city trails, La Pierre trails and Dale Ball trails. And so that's a major group. You know, we work with a lot of different foundations that support our work, and a lot of other community partners. Trust for Public Land has a major office in Santa Fe. We've worked with them on land conservation, as well as mapping for development of the trail system. We have a organization called GUSTO, which is Grand Unified Santa Fe Trails Organization, which is a partnership of, I think about 25 now, private and public partners all working together to increase the connectivity of our natural surface trails. And so it's really a wide variety of partners that we work with. And there are also organizations that are specifically interested in historic resources, such as the old Santa Fe Trail, Camino Real, which used to come from Mexico City up to Santa Fe, the old Spanish Trail, which went from Santa Fe out to California. And I'm very interested in opportunities to retrace some of these alignments. I mentioned a rail alignment in New Mexico Central. We also have the Chile line, which went north, working on a trail project with the city that would use some of the Chile line trail bed. I think it's a helpful theme, both for, you know, rallying around a trail alignment and for getting new people involved and interested in our work.
So in 2008, the SFCT created the Dark Skies Program, which is all about educating the community about light pollution and how land and sky conservation are connected. With many other organizations focusing solely on land conservation, why did the SFCT make the decision to help protect the night sky, and why should the public care about light pollution?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I've been working with SFCT only since 2014, so that predates my time here. But in fact, my first brush with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust was to go on a little tourist train excursion out to the edge of the Galisteo Basin, where a bunch of telescopes were set up, and it was really fun, and it was amazing to look at the sky out there through telescopes that were provided by various amateur astronomers, but especially the Capital City Astronomy Club, and that is really how we got involved. We had a board member in 2008 who was a member of the Capital City Astronomy Club and was instrumental in making that a focus of the trust's work. And so since then, we have included requirements about night sky protection in our conservation easement agreements. And I did talk to our land conservation specialist about this, and she pointed out that of all the different kinds of pollution, light pollution is the most easily reversible. If you turn off a light, that pollution is gone. And so she also mentioned that apparently 70% of children in the United States do not really have an opportunity to see the night sky. So, you know, Santa Fe has pretty good night sky, even in the city. But as you get outside of the city, obviously it's better. And it's a resource that we would like to preserve and even improve.
A few years ago, I was backpacking in Wyoming, and I was able to wake up in the middle of the night specifically just to see the stars. And I think it was maybe one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I mean, to see the Milky Way, for example, I mean, we live in the Milky Way, and the Milky Way is visible. Most of the stars that we see are in the Milky Way. But, you know, unless you have a good night sky, it's hard to really make it out. Similar to you, I camped out last year, about an hour outside of town, and was just amazed to see, with that improvement of getting out of the city, that, you know, the Milky Way is actually very well defined in the sky. It's not just, you know, a fuzzy cloud. It's amazing to look at it, know that we're inside of it, and that we're part of something gigantic, but that gigantic thing is just a tiny piece of what's out there.
So whether they live in New Mexico or in the Midwest, how can our listeners get involved with the SFCT?
You know, if folks would like to visit New Mexico and, you know, get involved, I lead the trail program. We do trail volunteer work. Certainly, people can contact me and come out for a trail work day. We also, in addition to the Vamanos walks I described, I also lead community bicycle rides on some of the urban trails to help people understand how to navigate through that system. And, you know, visitors and locals are welcome to participate in those. Of course, we're always interested in support. Financial support, of course, is very much appreciated. We also have a annual fundraiser, which is a showing of the world tour of the Banff Mountain Film Festival. And that's coming up in mid-March. If people happen to be in New Mexico, they would be very welcome to come to that. It's two nights of really amazing outdoor themed films. And so there's a lot of different ways to get involved. And information can be found about all of these things on our website at sfct.org.
That's all for this week's podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for more stories about public lands. Meanwhile, we hope that you get out and enjoy a public park, lake, stream, or trail near you.